Okay, full disclosure. I have a major soft spot for La Cage. Ever since I was one of the many who stood and cheered at the end of the 1983 pre-Broadway tryout at Boston's Colonial Theater, I've wanted La Cage to succeed wherever it plays. And it's not just the crisp score by Jerry Herman or the pungent humor of Harvey Fierstein's lyrics. It is truly the message of becoming a decent human being and knowing who you are and why that's allowed me to love La Cage over the years. So it was with some trepidation that I approached Theater by the Sea the other night. Please don't give us a mediocre, forced version of this musical, I thought. Ah, but not to worry, as the English say. This La Cage is a winner all the way. From a pumped-up orchestra to top-to-bottom fine performances, all aided by muscular choreography and beaming costumes, director Charles Rapolle's version is a show and a message not to miss. Take it from a French play, La Cage aux Folles, you'll remember, is set in Saint-Tropez, that glitzy Mediterranean resort where almost anything goes. There's Georges, owner of a drag nightclub where the headliner is Albin, whose stage name is Zaza. They are partners in life and face a major problem when Georges' son is to marry the daughter of a highly conservative politician. From there, the story gets both complex and simple. In good old musical theater propulsion, everyone is forced to come to terms with their real selves. Theater by the Sea has come up with two very fine actor-singers. As Georges, the New York-based Peter Reardon gives us a quietly strong and very likable club owner. And when he sings the tremulously beautiful Song on the Sand, you are reminded once again of how good old Broadway could be. On the other hand, Jonathan Hammond, as Albin Zaza, starts out by being a histrionically over-the-top gay guy, complete with major lisp and hip-swinging stride. However, this fine performance pulls all that back and turns Albin into both a hero and a sweetheart. When he stomps through La Cage's anthem, "I Am What I Am," he brings back oh-so-sweet memories of George Hearn, the original Zaza, roaring up the aisle, complete in dress, stockings, and heels. All of this is beautifully put together with precision and gusto by director Rapolle, aided much by Michael Leitfeld's hard-driving choreography and Marcia Zamorelli's hot costumes. There's even a local angle. A couple of Pawtucket's GAM Theater regulars, Casey Seymour Kim and Tom Glado, add fun and drive to the production. So it's a great way to close the summer theater season around here. La Cage aux Folles lives at Theater by the Sea. Don't miss it.